普陀区2019学年第一学期高三英语质量调研听力部分现在开始 1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation,A question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and a question about it, read 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you've heard.
1. I was sent Lisa a postcard from Thailand when I go there on vacation.
I'm sure that she'd be glad to get one. She has a large collection of cards from all over the world.
Question. What do we know about Lisa from the conversation?
Two. I'm pretty tired. It's time for a coffee break. Let's go out for some coffee, okay?
I'm trying to finish this program.Why not sit down and relax right here, and I'll make you a cup of coffee in several minutes.
Question. What does the man ask the woman to do?
3. Excuse me, can we play for an hour at a time?
Sure. You can book the courts for 30 minutes or an hour.But you can carry on playing until the next players arrive.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
4. We need to find out a few things about your A levels and your degree.
I've got 3.Geography, Maths, and Physics, and I went to Manchester University and got an engineering degree with water management as my specialization.
Question. What's the man's major at the university?
5. Madam, can you tell me what the visiting hours are?
Yes, of course.They are only afternoon from 2.30 to 4.30 and in the evening from 7 to 8. But remember that only 2 people at a time.
Question. According to the rule, when can visitors see patients?
6. Professor Rice said you can pick up your term paper at her office.
So, she has graded it?
Question. What can we infer from this conversation?
7. What? You quitted your job? The salary is low?
Well, to be honest, not entirely. The chances for advancement were very slim.
Question. What's the main reason for the woman to resign?
8. I thought we could just go for a walk, maybe down to the park near the beach.
Oh, it's too cold, but I still want to go out somewhere. That new Marvel's film is on. How about that?
Question. Why does the man suggest a movie?
9.Dr. White explained the geographic problem clearly yesterday.
Did he? Unfortunately, it's still all Greek to me.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
10. Taking a bus to Vancouver is cheaper than going by air.
That's true, but I'd rather pay a little more for the added comfort and convenience.
Question. What does the man imply?
Section B, directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages and one longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Not too long ago, people believed that babies only wanted food and to be kept warm and dry, and they were unable to learn things until 5 or 6 months old. But the latest research indicates that it is not the case. Babies are strongly influenced by the environment, and the ability to learn exists even before birth. Actually, babies can recognize and understand sounds while they were inside their mothers. Language and communication skills are believed to develop best in an environment rich with sounds and sights. Research shows that most children recognize the general sounds of their native language by 6 months of age. By that time, a baby usually begins to make nonsense speech over time. By the end of their first year, most children are able to say a few simple words. By 18 months of age, most children can say about 10 words. By 2 years of age, most children are able to make simple statements. Some children grow up in homes where more than one language is spoken. Understanding two languages can help children as they grow older. The youngest monolingual babies were able to recognize a difference between a language used at home and another language. But by 10 to 12 months of age, the monolingual babies were not identifying the sounds of the second language. By comparison, the bilingual babies could identify the different sounds of both languages between 10 and 12 months. Please listen again.
Not long ago, people believed that babies only wanted food and to be kept warm and dry, and they were unable to learn things until 5 or 6 months old. But the latest research indicates that it is not the case. Babies are strongly influenced by the environment, and the ability to learn exists even before birth. Actually, babies can recognize and understand sounds while they were inside their mothers. Language and communication skills are believed to develop best in an environment rich with sounds and sights. Research shows that the most children recognize the general sounds of their native language by 6 months of age. By that time, a baby usually begins to make nonsense speech over time. By the end of their first year, most children are able to say a few simple words. By 18 months of age, most children can say about 10 words. By 2 years of age, most children are able to make simple statements. Some children grow up in homes where more than one language is spoken. Understanding two languages can help children as they grow older. The youngest monolingual babies were able to recognize a difference between a language used at home and another language. But by 10 to 12 months of age, the monolingual babies were not identifying the sounds of the second language. By comparison, the bilingual babies could identify the different sounds of both languages between 10 and 12 months.
Questions 11. What does the latest research show about intelligence of babies?
When do most children recognize the general sounds of their native language?
13. What can a bilingual baby do by 10 to 12 months of age? Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Greece has a new football team called Hope Refugee United. Every one of its players is a refugee. It all started with a few young men kicking a football around at a refugee camp near Athens. The newly formed team has played only a few games as Hope Refugee United. Now the players are dreaming bigger as they take part in trials to form an official league team. Their hope is to compete against some of Greece's best teams in the coming weeks. For many of the players, this chance to compete fills an important blank in their lives. They find life in their refugee camp at times frustrating and with little to do. Sometimes there are fights between people of different races. However, a shared love of the sport of football has begun to bring refugees together. 17-year-old Ahmed fled to Greece from Afghanistan. He says that when he and others formed teams to play football, the refugees seemed friendly and less tense. The players did not care about races. They only wanted peace and to make friends. The refugee team now has received support from a number of people, including a former vice president of the country's most famous football team. His non-governmental organization called Organization Earth has been providing support for football training. The team is going to compete in a Greek championship, so we think this is a great opportunity for these guys to represent their community in the wider Greek community and interact with it. Thanks to Organization Earth's support, the players now make trips out of the refugee camps to play on a battlefield. Please listen again.
Greece has a new football team called Hope Refugee United. Every one of its players is a refugee. It all started with a few young men kicking a football around at a refugee camp near Athens. The newly formed team has played only a few games as Hope Refugee United. Now, the players are dreaming bigger as they take part in trials to form an official league team. Their hope is to compete against some of Greece's best teams in the coming weeks. For many of the players, this chance to compete fills an important blank in their lives. They find life in their refugee camp at times frustrating and with little to do. Sometimes, there are fights between people of different races. However, a shared love of the sport of football has begun to bring the refugees together. 17-year-old Ahmed fled to Greece from Afghanistan. He says that when he and others formed the teams to play football, the refugees seemed friendly and less tense. The players did not care about races. They only wanted peace and to make friends. The refugee team now has received support from a number of people, including a former vice president of the country's most famous football team. His non-governmental organization called Organization Earth has been providing support for football training. The team is going to compete in a Greek championship. So we think this is a great opportunity for these guys to represent their community in the wider Greek community and interact with it. Thanks to Organization Earth's support, the players now make trips out of the refugee camps to play on a better field.
Questions 14. What's the player's big dream according to the speaker?
15. What change has taken place after the football team was formed?
16. What do we learn from the speaker? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, Charles. What are you reading?
Oh, the annual air traveler's report on Kafka International Airport.
What does it say?
Well, it says this airport ranks last in customer satisfaction due to long flight delays, poor service, and an overall oppressive impersonal atmosphere. It reminds me of my story there.
I'm interested in that part.
You couldn't believe I was delayed for 31 hours there. And this report says some guys are less lucky even than me. One spent 3 weeks waiting for the next flight.
Wow, that's really unbearable. What about its service?
I was supposed to be at gate B14, but to my surprise, I found gate B2 next to gate B11. No gate B14. I asked the staff, where can I find gate B14? And they said that the airline I was flying didn't exist, and everyone kept calling me a fool. It was with the help of another passenger that I finally found gate B14 in the other terminal.
Why didn't you complain to the officials?
I did want to. They told me, if there's a problem, fill out a complaint form and place it in an envelope addressed to the name of the hospital in which you were born.
Horrible experience.
More frustrating is the airport's unusual security procedure. It even includes a time-consuming personal interview.
How could that be?
The security guard asked me for about 80 minutes, "Are you who you say you are? Are you who you say you are?" And finally, he wrote "liar" on the back of my hand and let me pass.
I should never go to that airport.
Please listen again.
Hi, Charles. What are you reading?
Oh, the annual air traveler's report on Kafka International Airport.
What does it say?
Well, it says this airport ranks last in customer satisfaction due to long flight delays, poor service, and an overall oppressive impersonal atmosphere. It reminds me of my story there.
I'm interested in that part.
You couldn't believe I was delayed for 31 hours there. And this report says some guys are less lucky even than me. One spent 3 weeks waiting for the next flight.
Wow, that's really unbearable. What about its service?
I was supposed to be at gate B14, but to my surprise, I found gate B2 next to gate B11. No gate B14. I asked the staff, where can I find gate B14? And they said that the airline I was flying didn't exist. And everyone kept calling me a fool. It was with the help of another passenger that I finally found gate B14 in the other terminal.
Why didn't you complain to the officials?
I did want to. They told me, if there's a problem, fill out a complaint form and place it in an envelope addressed to the name of the hospital in which you were born.
Horrible experience.
More frustrating is the airport's unusual security procedure. It even includes a time-consuming personal interview.
How could that be?
The security guard asked me for about 80 minutes, "Are you who you say you are? Are you who you say you are?" And finally, he wrote "liar" on the back of my hand and let me pass.
I should never go to that airport.
Questions 17. What's the man reading?
18. How long was the man's flight delayed at the Kafka International Airport?
Why did the man mention his story of finding gate B14?
20. What can we learn about the airport staff? 听力测试到此结束，请继续答题。